WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with news, notifications, demands. It's easy to get caught up in the chaos and forget to appreciate the simple things. But guess what? Gratitude isn't just about being positive, it's a powerful tool for building resilience, cultivating inner peace, and actually living a happier life. And trust me, that's something we all crave. Today, we're diving into how to practice gratitude without overthinking it, because let's be real, sometimes our brains can get in the way of good vibes. We'll break down practical tips, share some stories, maybe even a few embarrassing ones, and leave you feeling inspired to embrace the power of gratitude. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Gratitude. Isn't that just about saying thank you? Well, it's definitely more than that. It's about consciously shifting your perspective to focus on the good in your life, no matter how small. Think of it like this. Gratitude is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And when that muscle is strong, you're better equipped to handle life's curveballs with grace and resilience. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice gratitude without overthinking. First off, keep a gratitude journal. But hear me out, don't make it a chore. You don't have to write pages and pages every day. Just jot down 3 things you're grateful for each morning or evening. Maybe it's the warmth of your coffee, a funny text from a friend, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. These small moments add up. Secondly, practice mindful appreciation throughout your day. Notice the little things, the sound of birds chirping, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger. Really savor those moments and let yourself feel a sense of gratitude for them. Thirdly, express your gratitude to others. A simple thank you can go a long way in making someone's day brighter. And don't just reserve it for big gestures, be grateful for the everyday kindnesses too. Like that barista who remembered your usual order or the person who held the door open for you. Now here's where things get interesting. Learn to appreciate challenges as opportunities for growth. Ever felt like life is throwing you curveballs? Remember, even the toughest situations can teach us valuable lessons and make us stronger. So next time you face a hurdle, try to find something positive within it, maybe a new skill you learned or a newfound perspective. Finally, remember that gratitude isn't about ignoring the negative, it's about choosing to focus on the good, even amidst challenges. Think of it like this. Life is like a playlist. We all have our share of upbeat songs and some slower tunes. It's about finding the balance and appreciating the full spectrum of emotions. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic again. You're already running late, your phone battery is at 5%, and you just want to scream into the void. But instead of letting frustration take over, you decide to use this time for some gratitude practice. Maybe you appreciate the fact that your old car has a working air conditioner, or you're grateful for the opportunity to listen to your favorite podcast. Suddenly, those few extra minutes don't feel so bad, right? So there you have it, 5 powerful ways to practice gratitude without overthinking. Remember, it's not about forcing yourself to be happy all the time. It's about consciously choosing to focus on the good and appreciating the simple things. You got this. The key takeaway here is that gratitude isn't just a feel-good buzzword, it's a powerful practice that can transform your life. By incorporating these tips into your daily routine, you'll start to notice a shift in your perspective. You'll feel more resilient, more content, and more ready to face whatever comes your way. Now I want to hear from you. What are you grateful for today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's spread some gratitude vibes. And don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Way podcast so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom and real-life inspiration. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.